that the views and opinions of Welcome back. It's a new season, a new start. We're here fresh with you. Got some old faces coming back with some new bants. Over here in the top corner, we got Space Boy.
Hello.
Space Boy Dandy coming at you.
Howdy.
Over here, we got the man of many names, Mr. Impaler, Mr. Artrell.
What's good?
What's happening? Over here on this other side. Next to me, what is it?
I think it's to the left.
Left, Big Boss.
Yes.
How you doing?
Back doing the same thing.
Back doing the same thing, same time, same place. We're glad you're back with us.
Oh yes.
Got some great things for you tonight. Gonna be talking about people trying to get off of planes, screen actors getting gilded. Got some over-the-counter birth control and also the TSA stealing some shit from you. But first, going over some new stuff. Anybody got anything new going on?
New.
Any
much,
new,
I think about it.
New things?
It's just been hot.
It has been absolutely.
It's been sticky.
It's been muggy.
Very sticky.
Yeah.
It's been very aggressive, if you think about it. It's kind of like that type of heat that kind of disrespects you, like kind of slaps you.
We had the hottest day in the history of the world. What was it, on the 22nd, I believe?
Oh, did we?
On the 22nd of July. Don't quote me directly on that day.
We haven't reached the 22nd of July.
June? Definitely don't quote me on that day then, because...
Not that day yet. Not yet.
You don't know.
I was going to say, by the time we put this out, we've traveled to the future. Be careful on July 22nd, guys. Really wear that sunscreen. Going to be mad important. I'm Black Mitch. I'm happy y'all are back again. Another episode of Fiendcast coming at you.
Fiendcast. We out here.
Out here coming back. So yeah, let's jump right into it. I don't know you guys. Space Boy, mm-hmm. Big Boss, y'all are frequent flyers, I know, right?
Yes.
I wouldn't say frequent.
Well,
but,
I would say we fly.
Been doing a lot of traveling lately.
We've flown.
I've flown probably once in the last year, maybe. How many times y'all flying?
This year, particularly, twice.
Double me.
Are we counting both back and forth, or just...
Back and forth.
Okay.
So then we'll...
That would be one.
I don't think
six
I flew
times?
This year.
Six times. Times? Six.
No. Four.
This year?
If you're counting, wait. Okay, it's like one,
there
two.
And back.
One, two. Okay, four.
Okay. Yeah, that's more than me. I didn't travel. Well, no, I went to Texas last month, but I was driving. It was the worst fucking experience. Yeah. I hate being in a car that fucking long.
Were terrible. You by yourself?
No. And I mentioned too, I didn't even have to drive.
Oh, wow.
That's terrible.
That's so harder, though, because then you're just trapped. Yeah, you're stuck.
See, you would think so, but I think that I have recently developed narcolepsy because I just fall asleep.
Oh.
I just fall asleep wherever the fuck I want at any time. So I would fall asleep and then wake up at the rest stop. And then as soon as I got back in the car, I'd go back to sleep. It was beautiful.
That is a skill that I know millions of people wish they had.
I can't go to sleep on planes.
No?
I can't do it.
I've
I can go to sleep.
Not because I'm freaked out or anything. It's just whenever I try to do it, like, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that it's moving so fucking quick and it's that weird body displacement.
I was going to say, you're on a death tube flying through the air?
No, I can go to sleep on the plane. I can, especially if I'm tired. Hmm. I cannot go to sleep in the car if someone else is driving.
I can do it.
Wait, can you go to sleep in the car if you're driving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately.
Space boy, get out.
Oh. Goddamn, I'm undefeated.
We need to stop recording this podcast in your car.
It's not. It's definitely not preferred. But yeah. And there, I'm not saying there aren't times where I haven't fallen asleep with someone else driving. It's just I really, really, really.
That's because you listen to that robot music.
Oh, you got
to
watch me?
That's not true. I could go to sleep to that.
Yeah. You know anything. Go to sleep to anything. Try it. I fall asleep to metal before.
If you're tired enough.
I fall asleep to...
Have you fallen asleep to SpongeCore?
You keep trying to make...
I was going to say, you keep trying to that's say not that's even a SpongeCore.
Wouldn't that just be Pirate Core?
No, SpongeCore is literally a thing. Like, they use...
Is that not Pirate Core?
SpongeBob. No, they use SpongeBob like it's right. on the song.
Yeah, listeners.
Is it like that...
It is literally
that,
SpongeBob.
Is it like those R&B songs that I showed you that was just Patrick Starr singing it?
It's kind of like... Have you heard the metal band that's like all Ned Flanders?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but for SpongeBob.
But
that's sexual. I like that. All right, so yeah, that's... a thing now, and listeners, go hit up some SpongeCore. get us in the tweets.
But yeah, just to answer your question, yeah, so we fly.
Y'all fly. Y'all are in the air. Y'all can and cannot fall asleep on the plane, which I get. That's a death tube.
There was one time we were stuck on that plane for like an hour.
We were stuck on the terminal for an hour. Yes.
Just sitting there. And then
couldn't get out.
And like when you're stuck on the terminal, especially here in Orlando, you see that like air coming in over the top of the vents and it's always misty because you know it's like 100 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hope it's poison. You're like, all right, they finally did it. They killed us.
My mom, she's very much a claustrophobic person and she's made the comment to me. Well, many times, and it's happened to her where she's been stuck on the thing, and she's like, you know, but usually they get me out quick because if I had to wait for like an hour, I just can't do it. I'd be free. I was like, what good would it serve you other than possibly landing in jail to freak out?
Well, let me
even
tell
if you are having a panic attack, whatever, bro. Like, I mean,
there
they're
is
not
an American airline executive right now pulling his hair out saying the same thing you are right now because American Airlines is having a fun time. A woman aboard an American airline coming from Dallas to Orlando right here in our very own started freaking out because somebody on that plane was an Aryan.
So, first question I have, is she, like, coming to Orlando, like, she lives here? Is she from here? Or
well,
do we claim her?
She had business. She had business in Orlando.
I think, yeah. I don't think she was a native of Orlando. Okay. They say she may have been on the sauce a little
bit. She had important business.
Here's the thing.
She's coming to Orlando to cheat on her husband and do methamphetamines.
When you see someone, though, like, act like that, get up, freak out, especially because... I come from a time where Final Destination was very much it's real. Like, it's obviously
it's
just real.
Yeah. The Grim Reaper's out there.
If you, like, almost die, just know it's coming for you at some point. And the plane, like, in the first movie, the first premonition is the whole plane sequence. So... you know, I think it's been engraved in a lot of people, not just me, to like, if someone gets up on the plane and it's like, oh my gosh.
Something's going on.
You know, like, it makes you want to pause for a moment because now, am I going to be the guy to, you know, just write them off as crazy when maybe they're not crazy? Maybe they know something and this is my warning from God to get up.
Could you imagine you stop for 2 seconds and you really just pause in that moment and then all of a sudden you hear a bunch of tiny voices going, you should leave now. It's that audience watching your movie. Like, why aren't you running?
Get off the plane.
This was the clear sign. What are you doing?
She saw Wendigo.
Because here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go back there.
She said also, his eyes blinked the wrong way.
There's also the aspect of, okay, let's say you get off the plane and nothing happens to that plane. I'm sure you can just get on, like, another one. I mean, yeah, your schedule is thrown off now, but...
Well, and you just get off the plane and you tell the airport that she caused emotional stress and damage.
Exactly. And they'll let you get on another one.
And yeah, you need to be moved to another flight.
So, I mean, presumably, I haven't heard about the flight crashing, but so...
Well, because his cover was blown, he can't eat anybody now. People are going to be watching him the whole flight. Could you imagine being the person sitting, like, opposite of that Wendigo creature?
Wendigo, it's like, the whole time you're like, what is she like? What the fuck is she yelling about? There ain't a Wendigo. What Wendigo?
What did she see?
What is she talking about?
Okay, she did say Wendigo.
Wendigo, but whatever. She just said that motherfucker
is not real.
So, like, the whole time, if you were to do it sitting next to the Wendigo, you would still be like, what motherfucker is she talking about?
Her exact quotes were, everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it, but I'm telling you, that motherfucker back there is not real.
It's just fucking Pee Wee Herman.
Then she made some hand symbols that are really suspect because people are saying it's a Bahamut symbol.
What?
Flicking two hands up Bahamut. Whilst flicking two hands down is the symbol of the devil.
Since when?
A Bahamut statue.
Since when?
Apparently.
I'll pull up some pictures and we'll get some verification
when,
on that.
When was that a thing?
Viewers, send us all your Bahamut art. Him.
I promise you they made that up. That probably is not a thing.
We're gonna pull it up. Hold on, real quick.
All I know is
I gotta get my intern on it.
If I was on this plane with this lady, I would be. She would be wrapped up in duct tape so fast on that plane. So the goddamn authorities could get this bitch.
You taking her.
You didn't
going
have
with
to
her.
Wrap her up. She
that
wanted to leave.
Right there,
she was getting up and going.
Kick that bitch out.
She trying to tell you about that motherfucker right there. That motherfucker up is not real.
Get that bitch out of here. She's just trying to fuck with people.
But did anybody else see the person she was yelling about? Everybody looked back, but did they see the person?
Right. Why did nobody get them
nobody
off of there?
Nobody said anything.
Which apparently is a thing. You can apparently just vote people off of a plane. So... From New Jersey to Atlanta, these passengers took matters into their own hands. Nobody's sure what the altercation was, but these two people got into an altercation, and a passenger is seen calling out, if you want her removed from the flight, raise your hands. Passengers go on to say, I'm not even kidding. If you can hear me right now, raise your hand. I want her removed from this flight. I'm not even kidding. I got 40 hands up. And then people in the video, numerous people start raising their hand in agreement, and they vote to make this woman leave, which they did.
To what I say is, fuck your vote, bro.
Did the plane
like,
take off?
Like, if I'm that woman.
Frontier Airline did, in fact, take off, and they injected them. Ejected them off that plane. Ejected them right off.
Ejected them off on the plane.
Jacked them right off that plane. Sent them.
Here's the thing.
What would you do if that was you that got voted
I
off?
Literally.
First off, what did you do to get 40 people to be like, get that person off of there?
Because you clearly did something.
You
here's
were
the thing.
Out
presumably. Yeah, let's say I was just farting, right? What if I was farting and they were stinky?
Yeah, bitch, you
know? You
gotta get off.
Little stink farts.
We in here on this goddamn plane. You can't open no windows in here.
Oh,
just farting.
Well, the people in South Korea proved you wrong on that. In South Korea, a male passenger on an Asian airline decided he got claustrophobic 700 feet above ground during during descent, and opened the emergency hatch.
Duct tape immediately. Immediately.
You can't. I mean, well, I think the thing is like once he looks like he's trying to open it, that's when we're, you know, you've got to get him off. But
I'm saying maybe us hairless monkeys need to stay on the ground for a while.
What that has nothing to do with us staying on the ground. Okay, people just don't have no damn sense or manners, and usually they go around acting like a complete jack off.
We're opening
and then
up
other
plane
people
doors.
Don't want to deal with it.
Hear me out. It's killer whales.
The killer whales
it's
are
killer
messing.
Whales.
Are they out?
They're fucking with the.
They're making
the radars.
Barometric. Yeah,
they're fucking with the radars.
Getting our sonar all messed up.
They're sending sonar waves.
They're about
this
coordinated
into...
attack. They've been fucking whooping up boats.
Wow, you know when you put the dots together,
add
boss?
It all together, but they've been going to fuck off. Like the water creatures have finally started coordinating.
Oh man, we finally got our great crusade. We got our great crusade.
You would never expect it. You wouldn't think a fucking whale would have anything to do with the fucking airplane.
They're back there just rubbing their flippers together, like, they know.
Like, you think it's just a fucking crazy drunk fucking middle-aged lady yelling about fucking non-existent lizard people.
When in reality...
reality, her brain's getting warped by fucking sonar.
That guy's getting off the flight, and his jacket lifts up a little bit, and the kid behind him sees his blowhole and just gasps.
Oh my gosh.
And that's when the movie cuts to black.
It does that shit from Thriller.
He looks back and he's got whale face. His teeth get all big and wide.
Not the big little circle teeth.
He's got those like things that get the Brill out of the water. Brill? To get the Brill out of the water? He's got the little
The krill?
The krill, there it is. I was going somewhere with that. That would make a great movie.
It would make a movie.
It would make a great
movie.
At least
it would be a new movie. It wouldn't be the same old bullshit that they keep trying to...
Just keep hacking out on.
A terrorist whale?
A terrorist whale,
yeah.
We need to get Jack Nicholson in this. He can play... And Robert De Niro. We definitely need Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks because all of those people, unfortunately, are on strike. We're on strike, folks. The SAG, AFTRA, the SAGAFTRA, and I will try to find what that stands for because... Got me on that one. That's the Screen Actors Guild. Did you know that Fran Drescher is the president of the
SAG? I'm still tripping about that, but when I think about it, it makes sense.
She had to have been there since the birth of the SAG.
Okay, sorry. SAG part, correct. Screen Actors Guild. AFTRA stands for American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.
So no commies. Gotcha.
American Federation
only. No foreigners allowed here.
It's a union that was formed by the merger of SAG and AFTRA in 2012.
So this is new.
Predecessor unions go back to the 1930s. So it was two separate unions before, and then in 2012 it became all together now.
Because probably SAG got all the respect and AFTA was just an afterthought. Yeah, they knew.
I would think so.
I would put on all of my shirts. I'd be like, y'all are an afterthought.
Yeah, because there did, you know, like there was kind of this, you know, whatever. Go on. Say what you're going to say. I'm not
going to. She's going on. She's ranting. No, she's ranting it up. She's revving the rant.
We're fine.
The Screen Actors Guild, they're upset, and for...
He always upset about something.
Arguably decent reasons.
What do you mean about no?
So the studios came at them with, I mean, come on, how could you turn this offer down? An offer to digitally scan you and give you a one-time payout for your likeness for your use and likeness and image in perpetuity. 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 So, you know.
Well, you
is there a time limit?
You make sure you have a lawyer.
Nah, perpetuity. You get it forever. You're in an iTunes commercial as a background walkie dude, and they scanned you in, and now, like, there's a Chips Ahoy commercial, and they need you in that. And then we get into the war, and there's an anti-Chinese sentiment video, but you're not. Yeah, I mean, you're not with that, but there you are in that propaganda film.
See, that's what I just, I'm not.
You're a pretty young actress, and now, man, you're getting railed.
Bro.
That's that image shit, though, you don't really own. It's got
Especially if you sign it away.
Read your damn contract. Mm-hmm.
Read your contract.
Read your contract,
dude.
Damn it.
I think that is honestly something that's super dangerous. Because there's so many different layers to it, but at the surface is like you are trying to remove the humanity from humans. Why do you want to use my likeness without actually using me as a person? You just want a robot. robotize how I look. So
I don't have to pay you, and like, you know, this next Mission Impossible movie, yeah. I don't have to pay you to get up onto that plane and pretend to jump out of it.
Yeah.
And maybe and your hurt morals yourself.
Also, like, yeah. Fuck your morals. I can have you doing whatever.
Guess what you won't have? You won't have anybody getting shot on the scene of Rust or on the stage of Rust. Alec Baldwin isn't going to gun you down.
You know what's funny about this is like, because you know, like, Oppenheimer's coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the premiere, it's like,
oh, the UK premiere, they walked out.
What, like, what does that fucking do?
Right,
it does nothing. It's like, see, that's
the movie's already done.
Like, it's so goofy. It's like, oh wow, and we're gonna join in protest. Like, yeah, as you leave the fucking red carpet premiere of the movie, it's still gonna come out in movie theaters that you still got paid for.
Right, the movie that's already done, and
I'm pretty sure you already signed fucking deals to be in other fucking movies. Like, bro, get out of here with that fucking bullshit.
And I'm sure when Academy Award season comes,
you can still be there. Like, yeah. So this is all bullshit. And plus, y'all fuckers went on strike way back. When, and you saw what happened then, fucking the directors, specifically Michael Bay, was like, fuck it, I'll write the shit myself. Yeah, it was fucking terrible, but you see how it fucking moves. Like, I hate to say it, but you kind of gave your power away years ago, so.
Yep.
Hey.
It might
is.
As well just be the AI. Just let the AI
no,
take you.
You better get better with them contracts. Creepy. Like, I'm not going to talk about the whole episode, but there's this episode of Black Mirror in the newer season, which I could, like, go on a rant about how just the earlier seasons, like, 1 and 2 of Black Mirror compared to what's been coming out the past few years, it's, like, a complete difference.
Better or worse?
Worse. It is worse now, for sure. It's become way more generic, just not as, you know, compelling and...
Too on the nose?
Yeah, and it's just... That was my fucking fear. It's, you know... But anyways, I mean,
the old ones had the robot dogs, though, right? The old Black Mirror, didn't they have those creepy-ass robot
dogs? Yeah, I remember
that.
I think that was like...
They use in some states now for policing shit, like parks.
Yes. Yes. But there... So, okay. With the newer one, like, it just came out. There's an episode where it's called Joan is Awful. And long story short... It does allude to people just kind of unknowingly signing away their rights to their life, basically, their image. And the whole episode is kind of around being used in that way, in a way that you don't want to be used in, but you, you know, kind of inadvertently allowed it to happen by this entity that you apparently trusted, like how we, you know, just... kind of sign our or agree to terms and conditions, or we're like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm okay with this, I'm okay with that, but are you really? Because are you reading into what this actually could mean, like how your privacy is actually affected? And as AI continues to grow and develop, especially because a lot of people think that AI, we're like, oh, we're so advanced with it. Yeah, we're advanced, but AI right now, I saw someone make this comparison and I totally agree. It's basically kind of like when we were still using Blackberries and you had to like pay for text messages and pay for your like minutes on your phone and stuff. You know, it was definitely new. It was great. We felt like we were so fucking ahead, but that compared to where we are now with cell phones is like night and damn day.
Yeah. What are you
so
talking
with
about,
like the AI,
minutes on your phone.
That's what I'm saying. So like with AI, we're at that minutes on your phone stage of it where it's just kind of, you know, really getting started. We're really like getting into it. So where it's going to go in the next 10, 15 fucking years, I don't think people are ready.
Well,
I don't think we're ready
for
it.
It's going right to porn first.
Yeah, everything's updated for porn.
Yeah, I was going to say porn is the make or break. So... I'm excited for that. I think that's going to be a real big game changer. I think.
No.
I think the world will really take that in hand.
I think that'll be detrimental for a lot of people. You know, I don't think mentally that's going to benefit most of the human population. But
so you think
you
people
know.
Should be out there banging instead of looking at AI?
I don't think people should just be recklessly banging, you know, but yeah, I think human contact is better than AI. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, if you are a human contact lover, then you may love this new announcement. FDA approving some Opill now, over-the-counter birth control. Do not need a prescription for this anymore.
How much it costs?
Let's find some costs on this. Yeah, Opill cost.
Is it expensive? As expensive as the morning after pill?
$50. Pay $50 for that shit.
I was morning after is like $80.
$80 is when.
Goddamn money.
Let's see.
$80. Is what is morning after $80?
It's $80.
Is it?
It's 50.
Is it only 50?
It's 50.
I mean, well, that wouldn't be on par with like Plan B's because those are around $50.
Let's see. Looks like they do not have
the morning after pill.
It, because this is so new. FDA just approved it a day ago.
Okay.
They do not have pricing for it yet.
And then I'm wondering, like,
but
are
it will
you
be available at convenience stores.
I feel like
so you can get that at 7-Eleven.
Are they giving it to you on a monthly, like, or you know, like
daily use?
Okay, so like there's maybe 30 in one package, right? Or do you have to buy individual packets? Like, how would that work?
We'll see. It's going to be Opill, the progestin-only pill from drug maker Perrigo, will provide an option for obtaining oral contraception without needing to see a healthcare provider in hopes of reducing barriers to access. Let's see here.
So I'm assuming it's the monthly one.
I'm going to say, yeah.
Maybe daily.
Let's see.
So wait, you have to take the pill every day?
This is going to be a daily pill. Let's see. According to the FDA, common side effects, irregular bleeding, headaches, dizziness, nausea, increased appetite, abdominal pain, and cramps and bloating. So no death. That's nice. No blindness. I was listening to a show the other day, and they talked about getting your face muscles smoothed out for yeah, getting all those wrinkles smoothed out, but the side effect was that they could miss the injection site, hit a vein, and give you a stroke.
And a stroke phase.
Yeah, and they were just like, one of the side effects could be that accidental missing of the injection site, and I'm like, that's not a side effect. That's a you fucked up effect.
Yeah, definitely a you fucked up.
That's a you fucked me up effect.
You stabbed me in the face, and I'm gonna sue you. That's not a side effect. Let's see. So
you probably have to sign something.
Yeah, I was gonna say you sign those things. So once again, signing shit.
That's really our biggest enemy is
not reading the shit.
User end agreements or the end user agreements.
Yeah,
hate reading.
People don't want to. They just don't want to read. Man, that's too much. It's too much responsibility. You can't expect me to be bothered to read this shit.
Apparently, a lot of kids nowadays don't even know how to read, bro. There's like a epidemic of like eighth graders that don't know how to read shit.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teachers were just like passing students because of the, you know, No Child Left Behind thing. They just let them fucking go.
That's that great inflation bullshit. Motherfuckers getting B's, but they really getting like D quality work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can I?
But
just
the grade curve.
That
everybody's
curve,
though,
boy. Everybody got a fucking 3.0 though.
That's but no. Can I? I just want to bring up something I just thought about too. Sorry, going back to the AI thing really quick. Another problem with that is like, what happens when, like, for example, for law purposes or like people, you know, evidence, and now you're able to just like kind of fabricate evidence using AI.
Like, right. Could you imagine a testimony on, you know, in a interview room, but maybe one of those people is an AI and the cops have
forged. Or there's a video submitted of someone that really isn't them saying those things, or it's not really them doing whatever is being said in there. You know?
Sometimes that's how it be. Sometimes you have video of you shooting that person, but you weren't there.
If you have that video, you should probably get rid of it immediately.
No?
Yeah.
The cops are keeping it safe for you.
Yeah, that's not who you want to have.
But
that.
Again, you should also, and so yeah, going back to what you were talking about, keeping stuff safe. Mm-hmm. You should be able to trust when you go to, you know, any type of like
establishment.
Establishment that, especially like if there's security involved, mm-hmm. that they're going to, you know, actually
take care of your stuff.
Yeah, take care of your stuff. Do the right thing. Not fucking steal it. I've had that happen
like,
to me.
Not like Mr. Jose Gonzalez and...
Oh, Liberius.
Liberius Williams.
I don't trust no nigga named Liberius.
And Elizabeth Foster.
What's that first dude's name again?
Is that Josue? No.
Let me just say, all three of those motherfuckers got untrustworthy facial hair.
Oh, yeah. No, all three of them have untrustworthy facial hair and the same vacant stare.
Untrustworthy facial hair. Even a lady.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're pickpocketing you in this picture.
Oh, 100%. The chick also got untrustworthy facial hair since she want to do man crimes. Mm. She committing theft. That's a man crime.
Her lips are just parted enough so that the whispers of the devil could come out.
It would be TSA people. Like, you see it. You can see it. Like, see,
no, yeah, they look...
TSA niggas be the main niggas. The most fucking bum-ass niggas all work for the fucking TSA.
They're getting the white glove on so they can grope you. They're taking your
AirPods.
Oh, yeah. One AirPod at a time.
They're taking them one at a time.
They look like some motherfuckers that take an AirPod.
Sometimes they don't even have iPhones. They're just taking them.
They're just taking them.
They're
going
to sell them. They don't have to have an iPod. That's true. They're going to sell that shit. What are you talking about?
That's true. I gotta go buy more AirPods. I gotta get more.
Are you gonna buy some more? Yeah.
I'm going on a trip soon.
How much are they racked up?
Let's see here. Transportation holds its transportation securities to the highest. Let's see. Steal $600 from a single passenger's wallet in
that
one
time?
Instant. In one instance.
Okay, here's the thing.
Although cameras reportedly caught them engaging in multiple other instances of theft.
Were they doing it
who
in that little secret
their wallet?
Room? Or were they doing it in, like, right there behind that little thing? Where you're on
I'm imagining
side?
It's right there because they said they got them on camera.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Well, why does it have to be multiple times?
Security footage showed the checkpoint reportedly showed that while some of the officers attempted to distract the passenger as they went through the screening, the other would rifle through the passenger's belongings in search of money. That's some bold shit in line being like, Hey, distract that old dude real quick. And Miss Elizabeth Fust just comes over with her devil lips,
just
whispering
goes in
secrets.
In your fucking bag and takes your shit?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She's rifling through your prescription pills.
Bro, but again, what do they mean multiple times? So y'all just watch this shit happen? Or
they're on security footage.
Just
like,
wanted to collect
like, hold on,
the evidence.
We gotta see how long they're gonna try to think we don't see this.
This is the crime of the century. We gotta really build our case up.
Bro.
We got him dead to rights, but we need even more.
We need to nail this bastard. We gotta really put him away.
No. I'm just... No.
It's like, well, shit. But they just hitting licks.
They are hitting.
They're just out there.
And you know, but here's the problem. Here's the problem is that they're just three people who were caught.
Right.
There's so many more people who just...
out there slicking your willy.
Which is honestly why I don't put anything... like, I don't travel with stuff that's, like, really valuable to me or, like, super important to me. Because I don't want... also, there's a thing of, like, your bag can get lost.
Oh, yeah.
Or what if you just randomly get robbed by someone not TSA? I don't know. You know?
How does that happen?
My uncle once told me...
was that an airport?
Maybe.
Well, let me take that back. Because that one dude did get held up outside of... the Orlando airport.
Aw.
Like Orlando. He was chilling outside. I guess he was waiting for like the Uber. And I guess while he was about to get an Uber, I guess somebody pulled up on him and was like, hey, this is my car now.
Oh. You know, and if you got
what
a
do
gun,
you say?
Then...
I mean, then you win. You're right.
Yeah, if you got a gun, then like, all right, well, shoot.
It's like, damn,
teach me not to bring a gun.
He's like, damn, you just gonna really carjack me right in front of all these folks.
I mean,
damn.
Would you rather it not be in front of all these folks?
No, I guess not.
I think I'd rather the people.
Yeah, right.
It's the boldest.
I would get out and cry. I'd get out and just start crying. Like,
somebody's going to help you. Somebody's going to, because there's all these people. You got sympathy now.
Anybody
going to
help you.
Pedestrian sympathy.
The only thing people are going to do is pull out their goddamn phone.
Bruh.
Record that shit.
Impaled.
Nobody's gonna fucking help you.
Ain't
at
no one
gonna
help.
Prince
and
of Penetration. Have you seen this boo boo face?
This guy is bold enough to do this in daylight. He might be bold enough to really shoot you for real. So.
That's the bigger risk. Is here's me fucking
really
fake crying,
shot.
And this guy's shooting me.
Right.
Please, sir, give me my momo, and then bang. Ow, you fucking shot me.
That's some bold shit right there.
Fuck you, asshole.
Dude, no.
Stole my Pumas and my Ford Fiesta.
So I take it back. Yeah, no, I understand. You can definitely get robbed at the airport by somebody who isn't TSA.
But TSA is doing it at a better standard.
They're getting
paid
to do it.
Well, they got caught, so I don't know if they're doing it at a better standard.
Just they got caught. Not all of them get caught. That's the problem.
We got to catch more of them.
We got to catch a TSA agent.
The only way to catch a TSA... Oh, you know, speaking of that, chicken-based camera stability.
Oh, my God.
The best cameraman.
Best camera people.
They are very steady. It's the neck. The isolated neck.
This is just a bonus little tidbit for you here. A little fiend finish on your face.
Smooth.
I'll allow it.
It's going for you here. So chicken-based stability has been proven more effective than human-held and human-mounted video.
It's janky. Human-held, see,
people want to argue creationism, but then you look at chicken neck.
Yes. Just imagine that. That's a new fucking camera angle right there. You strap a fucking camera on that chicken.
Michael Bay.
That's going to be the most steady shot you ever fucking got in your life.
Michael Bay's got chickens going through explosions. And they're rock steady as things are blowing up. Shrapnel's
like,
going
imagine,
around.
Just imagine a fucking chicken like chasing, I don't know. Imagine like this new James Bond movie. No. It's new Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise is fucking hauling ass. He's getting chased by fucking a chicken with a camera on it. You're getting that fucking angle of just Tom Cruise's feet moving really fucking quick from the ground.
Well, actually, funny you say that, because Tom Cruise, you're that. About like head height level at him if you get a good chicken. You get a
wow.
particularly girth tall wow. chicken, and like Tom Cruise may be looking up to that. So
that was a lot.
He's running through Rome and gets, stuck in a storm drain or something.
But who was the person that was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to strap this camera to this chicken real quick.
Somebody was watching that bird.
I was about
like,
to say, someone was watching that neck.
Yeah, they were a little
they
lusty.
They saw how
like,
that shit stayed steady. Even while someone, because you pick them up, like you hold a chicken and like you can move them around and then like their head will just kind of.
Ain't moving nowhere.
You know,
yeah,
like
it's gyroscoping.
But the body is, somebody peeped that shit.
Somebody just, they finally realized that birds aren't real and their cameras.
See,
so
you know what?
Like,
that's what it is.
Oh,
I fucking forgot about that.
Yo,
shit.
I have
chicken.
To say.
You see, the birds aren't real. They've been right this whole fucking time.
I literally came across fake.
That
ass.
Bird was real.
It wasn't. There's no evidence to say that this bird was real. We were on a trail. This was in West Virginia. We were at Harper's Ferry. So it is a national like park or whatever, state park, but it's some sort
it's
of
national park.
Okay. We're on the trail and it's a nice little trail. We get a ways out and there is this like just storybook pigeon, purple, green, blue, that like whole color, and it's sitting there on this rock, literally just sitting. It does not move. And we like are starting to walk by and I'm like, surely he's going to see us with his pigeon eyeballs and like, flutter off to not be bothered. Doesn't move. Get a little bit closer. And now I'm like, bro, we're like,
I'm going to touch
we're
you.
Close. Like I could touch you right now. And you're like acting like you're not fucking afraid.
It's rebooting.
You're just not even flinching. You're not moving. I'm like, this is a fucking camera. Okay. And I said, fuck you. walked off and we kept walking.
The pigeon was chilling.
I was like, watch when we come back, it's still going to be there. Mm-hmm. So we walked like another 10, 15 minutes up the trail. And then like we turned back around and guess what was still fucking there.
Yeah. That NSA agent is up taking a mean Duke. He got up from his computer. He was spying on the boss. He's looking at what Space Boy Dandy doing. He's like, Space Boy and the boss been moving across the country a lot this year. And oh man, that burrito from this morning.
Nah, man, that
it literally. And then it didn't move. It didn't move.
You said fuck you. I'm pretty sure the pigeon was ready to fight after that.
It didn't act like it.
It was a relaxed.
It was still there when we came back.
Yeah, it was waiting for you to come back.
It was a relaxed West Virginia pigeon.
No,
chilling out.
That was a camera.
A loose West Virginia camera.
A literal camera plant. It was a plant if I ever did see one.
That is not good. Hey, do you guys hear a knock on the door?
Birds aren't real.
Is that the FBI?